proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions with another radio Bible study. We continue our examination of the Trinity as taught in the Old Testament. We look at the role of God the Father in the Old Testament. We see that God exercises sovereignty over the entire human race. In Psalm 103, the author wrote that, quote, "The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all," unquote. In the fifth chapter of the book of Daniel, that prophet warned the Babylonian king Belshazzar about how Belshazzar's ancestor Nebuchadnezzar had learned this lesson, namely that, quote, "The Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointeth over it whomsoever he will," unquote. God is sovereign over the affairs of the entire human race. Nonetheless, God the Father had a special relationship with the Jewish people. He referred to the Jewish nation in Exodus 4 as, quote, "My son, even my firstborn," unquote. God reminded the Jews in the third chapter of Amos that, quote, "You only have I known of all the families of the earth," unquote. At Mount Sinai, God entered into an agreement with the Jewish nation, a pact known as the Sinaitic Covenant. He instructed Moses to inform the Israelites, quote, "If ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation," unquote. For the first time in recorded history, God entered into an agreement with an entire nation, rather than with a specific individual. In the seventh chapter of Deuteronomy, God explained why he chose to do this. Quote, "The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt," unquote. God promised to provide for the needs of the Israelites as long as they obeyed him. However, they repeatedly rebelled against God. According to the author of 2 Kings chapter 17, the Jewish people, quote, "rejected his statutes and his covenant that he made with their fathers and its testimonies which he testified against them." God repeatedly sent the Jewish people prophets, individuals called by God whose message to their contemporaries was to repent of their waywardness and sin and to return unto their God. Nonetheless, they failed to do so. So God rebuked the Jewish nation for disdaining him. Of the Jews in Malachi's day, he asked, quote, "If then I be a father, where is mine honor?" unquote. Rather than his people reverencing him, the Jewish nation disrespected God. Despite that, God retained a special concern for the welfare of the Jewish people. He called them the apple of his eye in the second chapter of Zechariah. Though he chastened them for their transgressions, as recorded throughout the Old Testament, God never forsook the Jewish people. As he promised the nation of Israel in Ezekiel chapter 34, quote, "I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing," unquote. God made his covenant with the Jewish nation, a covenant that they violated over and over again. Nonetheless, God the Father still loves the Jewish people, still watches over them, as the psalmist said, "He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.